espera a su lado.
Hello everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here once again to do some instantaneous healings with all of you and to talk about the Lightship. So just stay on board here for a while here and we'll start the healings. So the Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to do the ascension for all sentient beings across the universe. And the ascension means having your spirit fully into your body. Remember, the Lightship only works in the now, and only works with love energy. So all these healings that we do are based in love with your heart, not with the mind energy. The mind energy is kind of the trap, and that's kind of the dark side's way of connecting to us in thought. And remember, when the universal shift happens, the ascension time, when it comes, there will be no thought energy in existence because the thought energy is not of the divine plan. The heart energy is. So everything that's related to thought will no longer exist in the language of light. And this is the way the light shift separates mind control, thought energies, force of will, and gets you back into the beautiful peace of heart energy and love. So we're going to start off with an entity clearing. People like to have that done first. So just sit back and relax. All of these healings, there's nothing for you to do. Just showing up is what's required. And you may feel energies moving in your body, throughout your body. So here we go. I'm going to start taking away entities. We're going to go from your waist on down. Normally I used to do the whole body, but some people like to feel energies leave them. So now you can kind of focus. Kind of just tune into your body. If you have any physical pain, traumas, you may feel energies leave you, these entities that we're releasing from you are the emotional bodies of people who've passed on. And they attach to us because they need our spirit, life force energy from our heart to have them get charged up with their life force energy. This is why when you're in your body completely, your eyes are very shiny, very bright, and when you're not in your body, they become dull and lifeless. And then entities can take your body over if you're not home. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So we're going to bring more of you back to yourself. So we're now calling your spirit back. Your spirit is helping do this. You should be doing yourself daily, 3-4 times a day, bringing more of you back into your body so that you're able to become more spiritual and have your spiritual guidance that resides in your heart center. Your spirit won't come into your head. So if you do have or think you're getting guidance in your head, you're probably talking to entities. The divine only works through heart energy. That's the difference. So, okay, on a count to 10, to command the energy into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do some more clearing here. There we go. And again, we have to heal your spirit, these fragments that look out of your eyes moment by moment. And here we go, coming in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to do some more on your legs again, and ankles and feet and toes. The reason why I count is to command the energy. It could be done without me counting, but you would not know what happened because it'd be instant. So by doing this, you have a little time delay, so you can actually sample and feel the energies if you're a sampling, feeling person. So here we go. Coming in. Your spirit's completely healed. It'll come in the way it needs to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And now we're going to go into your abdominal area. We'll go from the waist up to your shoulders here. And again, clearing entities out of there. So here we go. And you may again feel them leave you. When you come more into your body becomes heavier. That's because you have the awareness of your body. Okay. And here we go. And coming in. cleaning out your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now we're going to work with your shoulders and your arms, palm of your hands, wrist, fingers, and releasing energies from those. So if you have an owie on your hand, it's probably attracted many, many entities, and we're taking those away. So here we go. And now we're calling back your spirit energy to you. And again, it has to be put back into balance, healed, so it can come to you. Otherwise, it would not want to come back to you because of the judgment energy and the energy of pain. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now we're going to go your neck up to the top of your head. Do some clearing there of entities. And these could be the ones that like to talk to you. They can go anywhere in your body, go to the outside of you, or actually come into your waking consciousness and use your physical body, since your body's a host, for a spirit or many, many spirits that can use the body with or without your permission and allow it to do what it would like to do in its own consciousness, kind of like a marionette and a puppet. So your body's the puppet, and it's up to you to hold spiritual integrity of your spirit with you. Here we go, coming back into your body now. Your spirit's being healed, and you're coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you notice, as you're listening to this show, you're actually in the moment, moment by moment, listening. You're not necessarily in mind energy. Because if you were in mind energy, you would probably be ahead of time. And so since you're tuning in listening, you're actually in the moment listening word by word, okay? So people ask me, well, how do I know if I'm in the moment or not? Well, if you're listening now in the moment and you're not daydreaming, going somewhere else, back in time or ahead of time, then you're actually in the moment. This is where your spirit can help you the most. This is the only place that it resides is in the moment. So we're going to do a chakra alignment. Go to everyone's heart center right now, heart chakra, moving that around. And the way your heart chakra becomes dislocated, out of sync with your energetic bodies is through the mind. And it's the mind of other people doing psychic attacks on you, thinking bad thoughts towards you, and also the energies that are extraterrestrial, not from this planet, from dark side universes, and even universes that do connect with you to take away your life force energy. That's why I use the word horoscope. It's a little different spelling with a few extra letters. So your horoscope is the dark side's agenda, the roadmap for your life. So as you read that, it's what they have in store for you as a predetermined script. And once you realize that, you go, gee, how could I be controlled at birth? You know, my birth chart says I'm this type of person, going to be doing this throughout my life at different times. Well, it's just telling you that you have been mind-controlled from the get-go. It's up to you to get into your body 100% and use your spirit energy in place of the mind-control energy around you. So here we go. Heart chakra is perfect. Going up now to your throat. Good. Third eye. Good. Going back down to your power chakra. Good. Second chakra. Good. That's below the navel and base of your spine, the first chakra. Good. We'll do an opening now. So I'll use the word spin, and we'll increase the energy of your chakras to allow you to have more healing tonight if you wish. This is your choice if you want them to be larger or not. Some people, they become very sensitive, and they may not want them to be fully open. But I think most people like this because you radiate more energy through your energetic bodies, and you actually feel better. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we're going to your throat chakra. Spin, spin, spin. Ah, there's some reverse there. I got to change that around here. So somebody had a psychic attack. Maybe a few of you had it with your throats. Maybe you became angry with somebody. Maybe they attached to your throat chakra. There we go. Now it's fine. You might actually feel the energy move in your throat. So here we go. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And go to your third eye, your intuition. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Going back down now below the heart. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. So typically you should feel maybe a little calmer, maybe a little bit more relaxed. And then on the other hand, you should feel your body kind of be buzzing and vibrating. So both things will actually happen. If you have warmth in your body, that means that you have healing taking place. Or if you have tingles also, that's the indication of that. That's because you have blocked energy and it's now released and your body's going through a healing process, because your spirit is able to integrate more fully with you for this healing. Remember, your spirit is your vessel for healing. So we're now going to do the mind-to-heart drop. This is where your guidance is inside of your heart center. It's nowhere else. It's not inside of your head. So this is what we definitely stress here, is to get into your heart to get your guidance. This is where you live. Your spirit lives in your heart. And entities live in your mind, and that's mind control. So here we go. On a count to 10 backwards, think of an elevator, your forehead, your awakening consciousness. It could be your ego body. Remember, this is an energy life form, another spiritual body from the earth that the earth created to sample love. And this energy of this body has to surrender itself fully to come into the heart energy. So we're going to open this channel up for you so it can do this. And you can do this yourself whenever you choose to. So here we go. This channel we made open for you. So we're dropping down. So just think of an elevator. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're in your heart. We'll do it some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, well, welcome everyone. And it's a wonderful night tonight to be with you. And we are talking about twin flames tonight. So if you are wondering about the twin flame, or you have some questions about it that you'd like to address, or for Ron to address, please go ahead and send in your questions. You can just email them in on the fast chat, which is very easy to do. You can just click on fast chat, which is below the light being, or also above it, or if you're on the main page of the BBS radio station, then there's also a window there right in the section where the phone numbers are to call in. So just click on Fast Chat, and then you can get on that, and you can type in a question. So I guess the first question is, for you, Ron, can you tell us what exactly is a twin flame?
Okay, your twin flame energy is the other half of you. When you're first created by the light ship, you're in totality. And then after you leave the light ship, you go to what's called the home base energy. And this home base energy, it could be a planet. This is where you go to, and every spirit that was created and left the light ship at the same time will have the same frequency of vibration. And this is where you go to. At that point, you split yourself in half, and your other half goes out to the universe to experience, just like you do. And the way it's supposed to work is that you're supposed to be able to go to your home base energy maybe each night, whenever you need to get your true spiritual backup. This is advice, we'll say, from your twin flame energy. You can share your experiences, and this is where your true spiritual family is here. And unfortunately, we don't go there because we have been not allowed to by our spiritual hierarchy here, which is the Galactic Federation. So everybody's missing that typically. There are a few people who actually have the twin flame incarnated here, but It's so hard to find a twin flame on this planet that normally your twin flame is elsewhere. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, before I ask another question, I just want to say thank you to, we've got Sylvia and Rob and family in Canada, and also Del Rey, talking about the wonderful results they had with the entity clearing that you did and how they're feeling the energy flowing. So thank you guys for letting us know, and thank you, Ron, for that very wonderful entity clearing earlier. So can you talk about what the difference is between twin flame and soulmate? I know sometimes those get confused and they're not the same thing. So can you tell us about that?
Yes, your twin flame energy can actually walk completely into your body without you even knowing it. So if you are lucky enough to have one down here on this planet, and there's not very many twin flames down here that actually meet, but it's the other half of you, and you have the exact same consciousness, just that you're experiencing life somewhere else. Your soulmate, as far as this planetary energy goes, your soulmate energy is the energy of other spirits that came to planet Earth through the Galactic Federation as a clearinghouse, where you kind of got stamped, and the stamp keeps you held here. So they're controlling you with this frequency, the stamp frequency. It's kind of like an implant. And what happens is you find like spirits on this planet that you incarnate with over and over and over again. And this mimics your home base energy from the light ship. So your spirit doesn't really know the difference because it's copied after that scenario, except that you can never leave. And so as you get together, you're still connected to your home base with a very, very fine thread, your silver cord, but there's not much energy coming to it, just enough to keep your spirit vital. And typically the cord should probably be, very, very large, so you can run any energy you'd like into your bodies for healing, but they limit that for you here, just enough for survival. And so the energy differences between a twin flame energy and a soulmate is that the soulmate energy is energies of when everyone incarnated here at the same time, you selected what you'd like to do here, as far as maybe your spiritual mission on the earth. Maybe you wanted to become carpenters, so you joined a soul family who are carpenters or doctors. You know, maybe you chose to become, a restaurant cook or something. You know, you like cooking, wanted to experience that. So these are all people with the same energy as you. And since they are the same energy as you with that initial stamp going on you, you are still able to have them come in and out of your body. You can feel the difference in them. And so sometimes when you ask for guidance or help, you might feel this stronger presence coming into you, which is your soul family energy of soulmates coming to you for assistance. This, again, is copied after the light ship's home base energy. So remember, as above, kind of so below. They copied everything, 99.9% to hold you in the trap here, in a sense, on this prison planet. So I don't want to get too negative here, but this is kind of what's happened. And then what they also created for you is parallel lifetimes to make your spirit run ragged. And if you have any physical conditions, a lot of times those physical conditions will show up in this lifetime because you have a problem elsewhere and your spirit's still wounded having that condition, because we don't know enough to clear our spirit continuously. So if you have, say, 100 parallel lifetimes with maybe a knee condition, then you may have a knee condition here pop up because your spirit cannot hold spiritual integrity from that. So it's very important to eliminate parallel lifetimes. But this is a dark side fabrication. They created parallel Earth and created, these are all artificial intelligence, okay? And they have artificial intelligent bodies there. So once you get released from that, then you're able to become more whole in your body here. But your soulmate is actually, or mates, people that you've incarnated with over and over again, and the frequency is completely different than your twin flame. When you meet a twin flame energy, if anyone online has done that, the love energy is a million times that of anybody that you've ever had in your life. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, we have a question from Ryan on the fast chat. Thank you, Ryan. And the question is our twin flame distorted now that we are?
Your twin flame doesn't really know where you are, typically, because you're not allowed to visit it. And so it's probably just living a life wondering where you are. Remember, the divine energies only work in the now, and this is the kind of unfortunate aspect of the light energy. So it always sees you as perfect, and it sees itself as perfect, and it doesn't go outside of that parameter. And so once you get connected to your twin flame energy out there in the universe someplace, it makes you feel whole and complete. So, yes, your twin flame will probably not feel the pain that you're going through because you're not able to connect with it. And that's the problem that people have here, along with their home base energy. A lot of people, the first word out of their mouth is they want to go home. If you talk to anybody, they feel like they shouldn't really be here, and they want to go back home. That's what I hear a lot from people. That's your home base energy. That's your true spiritual backup. And that should have been available to us, but it's not. Thanks to our wonderful space brothers to keep us held captive here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so basically, most of us, I think, are not consciously connected with our twin flames or haven't been for a long time. And is that then mainly just because we kind of, if we're here on Earth, have gotten trapped here? Like before that, we were connected to our twin flame consciously?
Yes, everywhere else you're connected completely. You have one life now, and you go out and experience somewhere out in the universe. You pick a life form like you did here, and you have that life form until the life form, we'll just say, decides to pass away. And at that point, then you choose another location. There's no forced reincarnation. The light does not create that. Only the darkness does. And so that's the unfortunate thing, you know, that's happening. And then we have people who have erases here. See, our body, our physical body is here. I'll go off on a little tangent here. Our physical body is here from extraterrestrial races. You probably all understand that. That's why we have different races here on this planet. You have, say, North American Indians and people from Mexico who look almost identical because they're the same race of people. Then you have people in Africa. Then you have people who are maybe Nordic. You know, you have German people who are very tall. You have short people like the Japanese, and they all have different features in your genetics. And you probably all relate to this here. Just by getting like a school annual, you can see different types of facial features and heights. So what happened is these races, and I'll go into. Let's say I'm going off on a tangent here. We'll go off into World War II. So we talk about space wars, Star Wars, okay, and how the aliens are fighting and what they're doing to control us here. So let's just look at the situation, and you can kind of connect the dots yourself. So we have many ET races here with special DNA in each one of them, and they don't mix unless you, you know, interbreed, okay? So what happened is in Germany, the ET race of Germany that has a certain DNA, which we'll call Germans, okay? Those people were probably mind-controlled during World War II by an extraterrestrial race that is controlling them. Another way of saying it would be that, and I just kind of connect the dots here and just have an open mind. Let's just say that this extraterrestrial race, whoever they were, maybe had implants in these people, and they controlled them, allowing them to go to war, okay? So that's one race to, you know, to harm humanity here. And all of a sudden you have another race in World War II, kind of on the same side, which was the Japanese. So you have two different life forms, the Japanese people, and I'm not trying to knock any race here, so please don't think of that, okay? The Japanese, you know, are naturally shorter, and their eyes are slanted. Well, if you start thinking of the different ET races out there, and I'm just connecting dots here, I may be wrong, But the Orientals, the Japanese, with their slanted eyes, kind of look like grays. Okay, so I'll let you think of that. Grays are about 4 foot tall, and their eyes are slanted. So they may be, brought from that race and brought down here, okay? Naturally, the skin color is different, but that's kind of food for thought for you. Like I like to say on the program, the words of Jethro Tull, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So I'm hoping that I'm making you think here. So what we have is these energies that are off-planet controlling these two extraterrestrial races here, which are actually terrestrial now, okay? So these extraterrestrial races are using mind control to harm humanity, to harm the world here in World War II, going against everybody else. And if you think about that, you know, the divine does not believe in causing harm to anything. It's only love energy. So these two extraterrestrial races got together and started a galactic war on our planet. So I'll just kind of stop there, and you can think about that. And I'm sure it's happening to other races, including genocide with populations, et cetera, being targeted. So anyway, we'll switch gears now, Sylvia. I just wanted to throw that out for everyone to kind of look at that and to see how we're actually being mind-controlled here and why things happen down here, because we don't always understand it. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, we have someone on the fast chat asking what the difference is between a soulmate and a twin flame. We've been discussing that, and I'll just kind of recap that for you. So a twin flame is your other half. It's actually part of you. It's, as Ron was describing earlier, once you were created, then basically you divided into two halves so that you could experience and reflect your experiences back and forth to each other. So that's actually part of you. And a soulmate is someone that you incarnated with into, the earth when you came here to experience the earth. So it's someone who you have a connection with, but it's much different than the twin flame. So I hope I said that accurately. Would you say that's pretty close, Ron?
Yes, your twin flame is actually you. It's the other half of you, an identical spiritual blueprint of you that is able to go out, and then you can share your experiences with your twin flame of where you've been in this experience here. So this is why you have that. Remember, you have to have a reflection to mirror back to yourself what you've done. And so if nobody was on your home-based energy, then you can go to your twin flame. And, man, I had a great time on Earth here. I went to Disneyland, and then it'll say, yeah, I'm up here having maybe, a nice strawberry daiquiri or something, underneath the palm tree, wherever I was, So anyway, it's just a way that your twin flame can share the experience of the divine. This is why everything has a reflection. But remember, the light did not create the darkness. So don't think that the yin-yang symbol is that the light and dark principle, and that the light created darkness so that we could have an awful life here than to experience joy. That's not even part of the light's creation energy. The darkness is strictly darkness. It's a whole other pool of energy that was never created by the light. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it's always good to hear you say that, because I know for myself, and I think I speak for other people too that are listening, if you heard that theory about how the light created the darkness, it just, something about it just never seemed right at all. And, I think it's just unfortunate that gets kind of spread around like a spiritual truth when it's really not. So, basically, can you tell us how a person can reestablish their connection with their twin flame, and also talk about how that helps you?
Okay. I do special sessions. Your twin flame, like your spirit, will not and cannot come into density. So, this whole show is about getting you with your spirit more into your body so you can experience love and light in the moment. And so I do clearings of emotional clearings for people. I do a sensory clearing, which is your past life here on this planet. And then I do a mental clearing. And then from there you can do a 4-in-1 session, and that session allows you to connect to your twin flame. because your twin flame will not come into densities here. I mean, it's your spirit's having a hard enough time. And we run a connecting cord, we'll say, a special channel of energy from the light chip to you, from your home base energy. Remember, your home base energy is connected directly to the light chip. You never go to the light chip, but the home base energy is. And this is where you get your connection to the other half of you, along with your home base energy. This is where your spiritual backup is. So once you have both of those, and this is all in one session, once you have those two brought to you, you never feel lonely any longer. You feel whole and complete. You feel like your inside of your body is definitely like you had a large meal. You have your spiritual backup. You think of your twin flame instantly, and this part will come to you without any problem whatsoever because you cleared out the densities enough to allow it to be with you. And then we also disconnect you from the mind-controlling planets that, in astrology, that connect to you, different body organs, etc. And some of these aren't even known to us, but I disconnect people from about 13 planetary energies, and I have one as far as probably about 25 with a couple of special people who had additional cordings. Maybe they were came down here for a special purpose, and the dark side found out about that and started sucking the energy out of you. So this is what the dark side does. They're just energy vampires, and they try to take your life force. This is why you must be in your body. This is the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself looking around for stuff. Don't give your spiritual energy away. Keep it with you. Don't pray to idols. And, hold your integrity of who you are. Go within. This is where your spiritual divine energy is. Not outside of yourself and some gods or something. You are actually it. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I think it'd be very wonderful, and this might give people a better idea of the twin flame energy, if we could bring in the energy of some of the masters and then bring in their twin flame energies with them so people could experience that fullness of them together.
Okay, that's wonderful. Okay. So, again, the masters typically will come here as just one being. And so what we're going to do, we're going to bring in the energy first of, we'll bring in Mother Mary from the light ship. This is her first incarnation energy. So what we're going to do is, if you want to scroll down on your monitor screen, if you haven't done so already, go to the light beam. It's a little ways down on your monitor screen. And you're going to see this beautiful light beam in front of you. And we're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And then we'll bring in the twin flame energy of Mother Mary. I don't think I've ever brought the other energy in yet of this here, so we'll just see how this works out for everybody. So here comes Mother Mary in through the light beam photograph here. And I said it's a little bit below an inch on your scroll bar here. And just kind of watch the light beam, and remember, these energies connect heart to heart. They never go to your mind. Mind energy is mind control. It's the matrix. It's what you want to get out of, okay? Because it's not in the now. The mind is not in the now. It's always outside of the now. The heart's in the now. So here comes Mother Mary. And you might see the photograph change a little bit here. It might have brighter light shining out of the eyes. I can see the transformation myself here. It's a very, very soft, kind energy. So I'll just put some music on here, and you can experience Mother Mary. And then we'll bring in her twin flame energy. So she'll be in wholeness. Thank you. And I'll bring in the other energy of Mother Mary. I don't have a name for this particular being, but we'll bring in this other energy here. So again, just sit back and relax, and here it comes. In your monitor screen, they're going to be joined together, coming in. Very, very beautiful energy. Wow. Very, very strong. This, to me, is about 5 times stronger now for my own perception here. So just kind of sit back and relax. Remember, this energy only works heart to heart. Boy, time's sure flying. Man, it's 38 after already, so I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, that was really tremendous. Thank you so much for bringing those wonderful energies in. You mentioned a little bit, before I ask you this, there's a question on the fast chat from Mike, and he's asking, how can you stay off this planet?
I got to laugh. I'm sorry, Mike. That's probably the wisest answer question out there. This planet will no longer exist after the universal shift, number one, because the Earth spirit is choosing to go elsewhere. It's been here, done that, and tired of the duality and the negative forces of the Galactic Federation not protecting its rights and the humans on the planet. Remember, these are our space brothers. They're supposed to be here to protect us. And these energies off-planet, you know, are giving us the domination, the controlling energies, the genocide, the bad weather patterns. This planet was created in love and light without duality, and they brought in duality here. Had the people pray to God, do sacrifices of animals and people, you know, you can go on and on and on. So I don't want to get too negative here, but this will not exist any longer. The Earth Spirit has created a brand new planet on the creation light ship, an eighth-dimensional reality known to us, okay? Now, if someone else, some other spirit, wishes to take on this spiritual blueprint of the Earth, it could exist here over again. This is the reason why you want to leave. So this is why you want to get into your body. This is what Jesus was teaching, you know. He knew about the mind control. That's why he said on the cross, you know, forgive them for they don't know what they do. Well, that's entities, and that's mind control here. And so once you start connecting the dots, like I said, you know, get you guys to start to think here. This is your only salvation, is to get into your body. Because your poor body's been here for a long time, man. It wants to do the ascension. It didn't ascend last time, so it would love to at least graduate before it dies. And during the ascension time, the whole universe is turned off completely. This is the way that light can restore its integrity back into the language of light. So what you have is you have everything that is not in the light, which is mind control, the mind. And our great teachings of religion now, the last 100 years, are talking about mind control. You have the secret, create your parking place, how you're in oneness. Well, there's no oneness in the universe. Everything is created separately. The only oneness that you have is that you were created by the divine. You can never return back to oneness because you're not created to do that. And so most of those teachings sound really good. And, you know, it's to me mental masturbation. And what you have is you want to actually go on and leave this planet with your body so your body can graduate. It's waited a long time in its genetic history to leave here. I work with people in century clearings, and some people have been here for like 75,000 years. And, man, your body would like to leave. Remember, it's the genetic makeup of what it came here with, and it's tired. And you're probably also tired yourself here. So, God, by all means, you know, do the ascension. You know, time is very, very, very short. And for me, the more that I find out and look at it, I get told by the light ship what's happening. For myself, I get very discouraged because the human race here does not have a chance. I hate to sound real negative, but you must understand that. You know that inside of your heart because it's hard to keep a clear thought. You can see that the dark side is ruling this planet through, I won't use any words here, but you know what I'm talking about here. And, where's the love, I can talk about the Catholic Church, the richest corporation in the world here, the Vatican. Why aren't they giving all the gold up and giving money to everybody on the planet so you could all have a wonderful life? You know, now when the universal shift happens, there will be absolutely no mind energy. The mind energy is the darkness that gets you out of the light. It gets you out of the moment. So what the dark side did here is brought in technologies, like I said, many programs that last 100 years. And technology is great. I've nothing against technology, but what it did, it sidetracked humanity so you're not working on yourself. So now you can go to Burger King or McDonald's, and pay your $5 and get your burger at the drive-up window, and all you're doing is having an experience here continuously and not worrying about your spirituality. The people listening now know what I'm talking about. But, when you tell your friends about this, they're going to look at you probably like you're crazy. They're having a great time. And but it's a gift to your body for the ascension. So I guess your answer is, how do I not come back here again? And what I will say is that since the light ship activated me going on probably 3 years here, in a few months here, anybody who's passed on will no longer be in this karmic loop here. The light ship is here to take those spirits away, and they're out of here, which is very good. So nobody's trapped here any longer, including yourself. So you won't be coming back here. And hopefully, if the planet Earth does get materialized over again, it'll be in a different quadrant in the universe where the darkness will not infiltrate it. But this is like the last straw to the light, so to speak, because if you notice on our last program on Friday, we had a lot of the havoc from the dark side coming into the program here. I had a lot of attacks in my throat, and then we also lost some media players, okay? Well, that's no coincidence here. That's what they're doing. And so since that time to now, the light ship is taking extra steps to work with the Galactic Federation, whatever way that would be, doing spiritual battles with them. I'll give you a picture of how a light ship looks here. Just visualize like a flashbulb, the old-time flashbulbs that used to go off that, you'd see little dots and stars, It's like a million times brighter than that. And their defense ships are so bright that the darkness can't even come close to them. And this is what they're doing now, is that they're going to the Galactic Federation, the ones that are not in integrity, and they have a choice to either come into the light. This is true of all energies that are attacking, coming to the dark side, energies coming to the planet here, throughout the universe. The light ship always gives them the chance to come into the light, which means that they'll have a spirit in that light form. And if they don't choose that, then they're invading the light space and they get terminated instantly. And then also sometimes the light ship will go out into these dark universes and actually do physical battles with these energies because they should not be invading the light. Remember, the light only works in the now. And the darkness can figure out and scheme and make plans, just like warfare down here. You get a couple of generals on opposite side of the fence, and they're always trying to figure out a way to control and dominate and to figure out a way to kill more people. This is kind of the way the dark works. So they're always scheming, where the light has to catch up with those that energy, and it will always win, just that it takes a while. And so people say, why, you know, is there a God? Well, the God was created by the Federation so you could pray outside of yourself and dilute your spiritual energy. But, yeah, there is creation energy, and that's why it comes every 2,000 years. It will not interfere with free will. And the interference is supposed to be done by the Galactic Federation so that you can be whole and complete, you know, spiritually. And so they created a spiritual hierarchy, and this hierarchy, that's like a pecking order. Why would there be a spiritual hierarchy? You know, the divine beings are all same basic energy. They're all love and light. Why would some be higher than others as a hierarchy, you know, like a pyramid? And so they're just kind of, you know, bringing forth a lot of false teachings, especially in the last 100 years here. You know, the New Age Thought Movement is that way. Why don't they have, the science of heart in place of science of mind? The Religious Science Church, is the biggest church for the New Thought Movement. And, you know, they use spiritual mind treatment. I'm not really knocking the church, but I'm just kind of pointing out something to you. Like in the song by Jethro Tull, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. Hopefully I'm making you think. Why didn't they have spiritual heart treatment? Why didn't they bring out heart energy? They do use the words as, you know, an emotion, and they talk about love, but that's a mind-based love energy. The heart is very sacred. So I'm kind of getting a little bit off on a tangent here, but anyway, you will not be coming back here ever again. This will not exist. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, we do have a question on the fast chat from Corey, and I don't know if this is something that you can get into now during the show, or if you want to have Corey email you directly. He's saying that his father and his twin died unexpectedly, and he's wondering if they are okay and if they are able to visit him and so on.
Well, typically the spirits leave after maybe a month or so after the death of the person, okay? That's what's looking out of your eyes is your spirit. The emotional body can hang around here forever unless that's flushed away, okay, and healed. This is what we call ghost. So typically I would say, Corey, that those energies are no longer here. And if they died, say, 20 years ago and they were hanging out here, they're gone now. You know, the light ship is regaining all of its creations in the light. And it's looking for things because it has to do this process. The earth has to release all of its emotional baggage and traumas before it ascends. And so this is something that you must do, the same process for ascension. So, yes, just to clarify that, I'm sure that those spirits are now released. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, our time is running short, and I know we've got a couple more questions, but actually I really would like to, if we can, give everyone an experience with their own twin flame energy. Would it be possible to bring in each person who's listening to bring in their spirit energy from the light ship, whole and complete with their twin flame energy?
Yes, we'll do that. So this is your total self. So what's going to happen is the light ship is going to pull out your complete divine spiritual blueprint of when you were created, and they'll bring that to you right now. So you will actually feel yourself along with your twin flame presence, okay? And they'll hold that space for probably about 3 minutes for you so you can actually feel what it's like to be whole. Otherwise, you're only half here. And that leads you to go in and out of relationships, looking for a partner, et cetera. So here we go. So they're checking with everybody's frequency right now. Remember that the light ship is doing this for you. You don't have to do anything yourself. Just showing up is enough. And here we go. Okay, they'll start to come through your complete blueprint of who you are through the light being in front of you on your monitor. Okay, and I'm going to count to 10. And there's a song by Van Halen on my website, Love Walks In. And it starts out with contact is all it takes, which is true. You have to have contact with the divine, okay? Then it says to change your life through space and time. Well, that makes sense, too. And then the chorus on that is, Let's see here. Well, I'm waiting for Kyle to type something here. I'm trying to pull it up in my mind. I'm in the moment right now, so it's a little difficult. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. He'll put it on the fast chat here. And then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. Remember, see, I'm not in mind right now as I'm working with all of you. I'm strictly in the moment. And so what's coming out of my mouth is being downloaded by the light chip instantly. So here we go. Here comes your wonderful other half in you, your complete brand new spirit energy coming into your body. I'm going to count to 10. This is love comes walking in on the highest spiritual level. So 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Kyle. He typed it in. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should start to feel your body expand out a little bit. You should feel that beautiful oneness of yourself coming into you. So I'll put some music on and just sit back and relax. And ask for guidance in your heart. We dropped you down earlier, so I'll drop you down again here. I'll do that without saying anything to everybody. So you can be definitely in your heart center with your consciousness, your mind. Remember, it has to surrender to your heart. Sylvia, and we could talk about our ascension preparation on the 17th, a week from this coming Saturday. So we're having that. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. The cost is $60. And also, we do one-hour sessions for people up on the light ship where the light beings work with you. That's Mondays and Fridays. Again, that's 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and the cost is only $20. So I'd like to thank all those who have done sessions with me who helped to keep this radio program, you know, going on the Internet. So I really appreciate that. And, you know, definitely have some sessions if you're interested in moving forward to clear out your densities, because it's the easiest and fastest way to do that, working with the light ship. So are you back, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and just want to say thank you to everyone for being with us tonight. And also, you know, if you are interested in doing any of this work with Ron to establish your twin flame connection, which is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to do, you can certainly do that. And I guess just contact Ron through either phone, or you can email him at healing@creationlightship.com, and those email addresses are on the BBS webpage for the Creation Lightship, so you can just read it right on there if you like. And other than that, we will see you on Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific time. And until then, much love to everyone, and stay in your heart with this wonderful energy. Good night, everyone.
And blessings to all of you. Good night.